fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hail Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver!
It was just an average morning in the town of Larksville. The bank had been open for a half an hour. In the general store across the street, Sam Jackson was waiting on his first customer.
And it's your birthday, eh, Janie? 7 years old.
Uh-huh. And Daddy gave me 5 pennies to spend just as I want to.
Well, now you just take all the time you want and look the candy over real careful. Where is your pappy?
He's waiting out front. He's reading the handbill about Two Finger Tyler.
He is, huh? Well, I just put that up this morning.
Will the sheriff really pay $25 to the man that captures Two Finger?
$25? Well, bless you, Janie. That there handbill says $2,500.
Oh, Jiminy, Mr. Jackson, that's an awful lot of money.
Well, I'll tell you, honey, Two Finger Tyler is an awful lot of crook.
Hey, Sam.
Hi, Lennox, come on in.
Come over the door, will you?
Daddy, I haven't sent my birthday present yet.
All just right, you then. Look around, Janie. Pick what you want while I see what your pappy wants. What's on your mind, Jim?
Well, I was reading that handbill.
Yeah, that reward's a big one, ain't it?
Sam? $2,500 would take care of that doctor that can make my wife walk again.
I know it would, Jim. I thought of you when I was putting up the notice.
There ain't much known about Two Finger, is there?
Not much. He ain't been seen by many people. Main thing about the critter is the slick way he always outwits the law. He's as full of tricks as a nut's full of meat.
Sam.
The bank!
Daddy!
There he comes.
He's firing at anyone he sees.
Get her back, Sam.
Jim, where are you going? Come back here.
I'm stopping that foot.
Daddy, don't. Please, Daddy, come back.
I'll get anyone that's in my way.
Jim!
He shot my daddy.
Get up there. Catch the sheriff. Get a posse. Come on, boy.
Get out through the cellar.
Daddy, speak to me. Speak to me. Oh, please don't leave me.
Someone get the doctor. Jim Lennox is hit bad.
Oh, what matter, Dan?
Oh, golly.
Dan, what happened?
It was Two Finger Tyler.
in town?
Yes, he robbed the bank. He robbed the banker and a couple of others.
Him get away?
He got away clean, Tonto.
He'll stay away unless the sheriff does differently than other lawmen have done.
Two Finger too smart for lawmen.
You two stay here in camp.
You going after Two Finger?
Yes, Dan. Steady, Silver. Cinch up, Tonto.
Him head for hills and north.
The only way he can go.
How does he always outwit lawmen?
By planning ahead and by wearing out the lawmen's horses.
His horse can't possibly outrun Silver, can it?
Yeah, we'll see, Dan. Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver!
We're still on his trail. Keep pushing, boys.
Yes, my horse is all in.
Mine, too. Tires must be just as tired.
Hey, Sheriff, look. Over there.
A horse. Rein up.
It's Two Fingers' horse.
Keep your guns handy. He must be nearby.
Shoot the buzzard on sight. Don't show no mercy.
First time I get my sights on that murdering skunk.
Boys, I claim the privilege of shooting him. Jim Lennox and his wife are particular friends of mine.
Boys, he's put it over on us.
What do you mean?
Read the signs on the ground here. He had a fresh horse staked out waiting for him. Ran the legs off our horses getting this far. Then he mounted a fresh horse and left his winded one here.
Well, all we can do is go back to town for fresh horses.
And by that time, Tyler will have made good his escape.
From here on, the country's all broken up with hills and canyons. He can hide his trail without no trouble.
Mean we got to give up, Sheriff?
My horse sure can't go further.
We won't give up. We'll get back to town, send hunting parties out.
Hey, Sheriff, look over yonder.
Yeah, Sheriff. Look at that white horse loping toward us.
Yeah.
Where'd that man come from? He didn't start with us.
That rider's masked.
Masked? Well, sure enough.
Hey, he ain't pushing his horse like we did. He's holding to a lope.
He's going to pass close to us.
Sheriff, did you ever see a horse like that?
Look at that stride. Look at them legs work.
Boys, there can't be two horses like that.
One, Silver.
He called it Silver.
That's what I thought. Go get him. Go get that killer. Ride, Lone Ranger, ride.
Lone Ranger, maintaining a steady ground-covering lope, kept on the trail relentlessly. He rode over the crest of a hill and started into the valley. Far ahead, riding up the side of Mesa Mountain, he could see a solitary rider cross a clearing and enter a wooded area. Tyler, looking back, saw his pursuer about 2 miles away. His voice was edged with desperation.
Come on, you good-for-nothing crowbait! Get along! Get along, I tell you!
He'd ridden his second horse to the point of exhaustion. He thought his luck had gone bad, but he changed his mind when he saw a large man panning gold at a mountain stream.
Whoa there.
Well, hi there, stranger. Think you'll try your luck?
My luck's all right. You traveled far on that horse?
Oh, only a couple of miles from my camp. Why?
Because I need a fresh horse. And that ain't all I need.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Shut up. I'll hold you till I switch clothes.
Lone Ranger saw Tyler's winded horse on the side of Mesa Mountain, but he didn't pause. He urged the mighty Silver ahead, following fresh tracks to the mountain's top. Here, there were no trees. The flat tableland stretched out for nearly half a mile where it ended in a deep ravine. The ravine had stopped Two Finger Tyler.
There he is. He's cut off. Come on, Silver!
Tyler was but a few yards from the edge of the canyon. He saw the masked man racing toward him. He leaped from his horse, pulled one of his guns from the holster.
Follow me, will you? I'll show you. No!
Go then on the gun and I'll do the same. I want you, Tyler.
You ain't got me yet. I'm still on. No! Let me alone. Why are you coming for me?
The end of your trail, Tyler.
My name ain't Tyler. You made a mistake.
There's no mistake.
Get back. You've got the wrong man.
That's true. You've nothing to fear.
Well, I won't be taken alive. You want me? You got to go to the bottom of the ravine.
Tyler, wait. Don't jump.
I'll beat the law.
The masked man's fast shot at Tyler's leg came too late. The outlaw had reached the edge of the ravine and leaped out into space to his own destruction.
Well, Silver, perhaps this way is just as well. Had a long, hard run, big fella. Now you're going to have a good rest before we start back. Wait here, Silver. Got to go to the bottom of that ravine.
was afternoon when the sheriff called at the home of Mrs. Lennox to report to the crippled wife of the murdered man.
We're starting out again as soon as the boys saddle fresh horses, Mrs. Lennox. We're going to keep after Tyler if it takes from now till doomsday.
But I heard that hardly anyone knew Tyler's face.
That's true, ma'am. But he can't hide the fact that he's lost two fingers.
Where's Mr. Jackson?
Sam, ain't he in his store?
No, sir. He saddled his horse and started out after that man.
He did?
Uh-huh. He left some time after you did.
We didn't see him.
Strange that you didn't pass him on your way back.
We didn't follow our back trail, Mrs. Lennox. We took a more direct route back to town.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Mommy, look out the window.
My boys are ready. I'll get going. Just wanted to let you know we aim to see justice done.
Thanks, Sheriff.
You be brave, Jane. Take care of your mother.
We're all ready, Sheriff.
Here's your horse. Let's get
going. Bye, ma'am.
Bye.
Come on, boys. We got a two-gun killer to ride to earth.
Yeah, right, Sheriff.
Get up there.
Old Sam Jackson hadn't dashed at full speed like the lawman. He took an easier gait as he followed the tracks of Two Finger Tyler. His horse wasn't exhausted when he crossed the valley and started up the side of Mesa Mountain.
$2,500. That's sure a pile of money, ain't it, old horse? $2,500. More than I'd make in 5 years at my store. Hey, go there. Go.
Help.
By the roaring thunder.
Help me.
Two-Finger Tyler, make a move and I'll blow the living daylight out of you.
I'm hurt.
Well, you're going to be a darn sight more hurt before you get better. Got you, haven't I, you $2,500 polecat?
He hit me on the head. Threw me down into that gully.
Who did?
Man who came past here, changed clothes with me and took my horse.
You say someone threw you down into that gully?
I just came to. I climbed out.
Changed clothes?
Yes.
Let me look at you. By the roaring thunder, you got two fingers gone from one hand. Two Finger Tyler, that's who you are. Don't give me no palaver about someone changing clothes.
But it's true.
A two-gun killer.
My name's Bascom. I was panning gold. You can see where I was working.
Yeah, someone was panning gold, sure enough.
You can see where this two-finger went up the mountain there.
On a fresh horse?
On my horse.
Navity's in the clear by this time. You sure that you're telling the truth?
Look, I'm still dizzy from the blow he gave me, but maybe I can convince you. You said Tyler had two guns.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything but a rifle standing over there by that tree.
I reckon you'd have a time using a gun with that one hand anyhow. Maybe you're telling the truth.
I am telling the truth.
On the other hand, you're minus a couple of fingers, and you're wearing the clothes that everyone's seen on the killer in town. Maybe you ain't really Two-Finger Tyler, but by Juniper, you'll do.
What do you mean?
Two fingers may have got away, but I'll lay odds that I can collect $2,500 for you.
You don't mean
it. I mean I'm taking you to town as Two-Finger Tyler. Come on, you cash money maverick. Me and you are traveling.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Two Finger Tyler had leaped to his own destruction at the bottom of a ravine. While the Lone Ranger made his slow way to the outlaw's side, Sam Jackson found a man named Bascom, who, strange to say, was also minus two fingers.
Yes, sir, you'll do first rate. Everyone in town got a look at them clothes you're wearing.
But I tell you, Tyler changed clothes with me.
Hardly anyone knows Tyler's face. You'll get by as Tyler, especially if you'll admit you're him.
You think I'm loco?
Stay there, I'm still holding a gun.
Then I tell you,
listen to me, Bascom. I'll take you to town as my prisoner. You'll admit that you're Tyler, and they'll put you in jail for trial.
They'll lynch me.
Oh, no, they won't. Sheriff, don't stand for that sort of thing. They'll jug you, and I'll collect the reward. Soon as I've got it, I'll slip you $500 and see that you escape from the calaboose.
No, I don't want it.
Your choice ain't between whether you go to town or not. It's between going in upright or horizontal.
It was sunset when the Lone Ranger rode back toward town, leading a horse with the blanket-wrapped form lying across the saddle. He saw two riders in the distance. As they came nearer, he recognized his friends Dan Reed and Tonto.
Oh, boy, oh, Silver. They're coming fast, Silver. Wonder what's wrong.
Oh, golly, I'm glad we found you.
Anything wrong, Dan?
We not know. That's why we ride to find you.
When the lawman came in with the man you started out to catch, we wondered if you'd been hurt.
Who do you mean, Dan?
Two Finger Tyler. Whose horse is that?
Just a minute. Did you say the lawman found Two Finger Tyler?
Yes.
Him in jail now. Old fellow who runs store, catch him.
It was Sam Jackson.
He caught Tyler?
Yes.
Alive?
Yes. And everyone says he was as meek as a lamb when they finally got him into custody.
Well, how did Jackson get him? Tell me about it.
When you were gone so long, Tano and I went into town to see if there was any news.
Yes.
Sheriff Posse come in. Got Two Finger as prisoner.
You said Sam Jackson captured him.
Sam Jackson went out on his own to look for Tyler. He found him on the side of Mesa Mountain and captured him. He was bringing him in when he met the sheriff's posse. Lawman had gone back to town for fresh horses, and they were following the trail when Sam Jackson met them.
Jackson get reward.
Did this prisoner admit that he was Two Finger Tyler?
I guess so.
What about the money that was stolen from the bank?
They're trying to make Tyler tell what he did with it.
Maybe him hide it someplace, long trail.
Oh, I see.
He'll probably try to make a deal with the law. Return the cash for a light sentence.
Kemosabe, you gone long time. Something happened?
What about that horse and what's in that blanket?
Well, that, Dan, is the body of Two Finger Tyler.
Tyler?
What? Why, it can't be.
Him in jail?
No, he's not in jail. He threw himself over a ravine. I spent most of the day getting his body out of there.
Are you sure this is the right man?
Oh, yes, Dan. The money he stole is in my saddlebags.
Then who in jail?
Probably the man who owns this horse.
Then Jackson didn't get the right man.
No.
What are you going to do?
First, we'll go to our camp, and we'll go to town. Jackson's trying to get away with something. We'll see what it is. Come on, Silver.
Get along.
Get him up, Scout.
That evening, the cafe in Larksville was bright with lights and crowded with noisy men. No one noticed the trio that reined up in the shadows at the side of the cafe and moved to an open window.
Dan, do you know Sam Jackson when you see him?
Yes.
Him in cafe.
You can see him over there. He's the bald-headed man at the bar, the one that has a crowd around him.
Oh, I see.
Well, tell us about it again, Sam.
Yeah, how'd you get the critter?
Weren't you scared? He tried to shoot you?
Now, boys, I've been over the whole thing a dozen times.
Oh, let's hear it again, Sam. Pete wasn't here.
I ain't heard it.
I said enough about it.
Sam, ain't you glad you're going to get the reward money?
Ain't got it yet.
The sheriff is getting it ready. He'll bring it here and make the presentation.
And, Sam, the bank will add $1,000 to it if the cash Tyler stole is returned.
I didn't go after Two Finger because of the reward. I went after the skunk because he shot and killed Jim Lennox.
Hey, here comes the sheriff now, boys.
Hi, Sheriff. Told me I'd find Sam Jackson here.
Here he is, Sheriff.
Oh, sure enough. Sam, you sure deserve a pile of credit.
Never mind the credit. Where's the cash?
I've got it.
I thought you wasn't interested in that cash.
Never mind what you thought.
I've got the reward right here. Before it's presented, Banker Timmons has a few remarks to make.
Keep an eye on things here. Meet us at the pump in half an hour.
All right. Where are you going?
To the jail. I'm going to have to talk to that man Sam Jackson captured. Come with me, Tonto.
The prison guard thought he heard a stealthy sound at the side of the stone jail. Holding his short rifle in readiness, he advanced stealthily in that direction. He didn't hear the approach of the tall masked man who came from behind. He wasn't aware of the rope that flew in his direction until the noose settled on his shoulder.
Hey! Keep it quiet.
You! Let me loose!
Close in, Tonto.
He comes.
Now keep your voice down, or we'll have to do more than rope you. A few more turns will hold you tight.
Mask!
See if you can find keys in his pocket, Tonto.
Let me take a look. I didn't know Tyler had pals.
There's a lot you don't know. Sorry, guard, but I'll have to gag you.
Why, you are not...
Leave the remarks.
Here, key.
Good. Get the door open while I finish tying the gag. Sorry to do this, guard. Maybe you won't have to wear the gag long.
Door open.
Come on in. I'll carry the guard in with us.
Need help?
He's not heavy. I'll put him right here. Now, close the door.
Lantern low. Can you turn it higher?
No, leave it as it is. There's light enough to see the prisoner. Is there a key to the iron door of the cell?
He got other key here. Maybe that works.
Try it. You in there. Come over to these bars.
Wearing a mask, eh? You got here sooner than I thought, eh? Hey, you're not... Who are you?
Who would you expect?
Well, did Sam Jackson send you here?
Jackson?
Door unlocked.
Leave it that way for a minute, Tonto. What's your name?
I told him my name. I thought...
You thought Jackson would come for you, is that it?
Did he send you?
Not exactly. Who are you?
Well, I said...
Don't lie to me. You're not Two-Finger, Tyler. Let's have your real name.
But I...
Jackson was going to turn you loose. Is that it?
Well, I...
Come on, let's have it.
Yes, he was.
Little scheme to get the reward, huh? How much did he promise you?
Now, see here...
Listen to me. I have no time to waste. Give me the truth or I'll start you away from here on a horse and treat you like an escaping prisoner. Know what that means?
I know. How'd I get into this?
Jackson made a deal with you. You were to say your name was Tyler.
That guard you tied up over there can hear everything.
Let him. The whole town is going to hear about this.
Now, listen, I'm not here because I wanted to be. This wasn't my idea. Tyler knocked me out and stole my horse and clothes. When I come to, a critter named Sam Jackson found me. He saw that I was minus two fingers.
I thought you were Tyler.
He soon learned the truth, but he told me if I didn't come here and say I was Tyler, he'd shoot me and bring me in dead.
I see.
He promised to split the reward with me and let me escape.
He could have told the truth after he turned you over to the sheriff.
Well, I was afraid that if I tried to tell the truth, no one would believe me. Then Jackson would be sore at me and he'd leave me here to face trial.
Get out of here.
What?
You heard me. Get out of here and keep going. Otto, drag that guard into the cell.
Me get him.
On your way, mister.
I'm going. I don't need to be told twice.
Here, guard.
Cut the gag and take off the rope.
He picks him.
You heard all that was said, guard. I'm going to lock you in there and toss the keys into you. You can let yourself out, but we'll have a chance to get away.
There.
Now, if you're smart, you'll wait and catch Jackson as he comes to release the prisoner. And you'll have a case against him. Bring the rope, Tonto.
Here are the keys.
Well, thanks. Here we are, mister. Thanks.
The gun is on that table.
I'll make Jackson regret this.
Monsilver!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto raced away from town, then circled back to meet Dan. When they met at the edge of town, Dan told about the presentation of the reward money.
Sam Jackson got the $2,500, but he didn't seem at all pleased about it. He didn't take any of the drinks that were offered to him, and he left the cafe as soon as he could.
Did he head for the jail, Dan?
No. He went to a small house at the end of the road. I thought you'd want to know about him, so I followed him.
The small house? That's where Jim Lennox lived.
Yes. Mrs. Lennox and a little girl, she was about seven, were there. Sam gave them most of the reward money.
Kemosabe.
Sam Jackson did that?
Yes. I guess that's why he wanted the reward.
Oh.
Mrs. Lennox cried and told Sam how much the money meant to her. She's crippled, and it'll mean that she can bring some big doctor here to fix her so she can walk.
Otto, we've been unfair to Jackson.
That's right.
Dan, where did Jackson go then?
I didn't stay around. It was time... Oh, golly, what's going on down there?
How'd a fella come this way?
Yes, they're coming from the jail.
Maybe learn about Jackson's trick.
They've got Sam Jackson with them.
And their sheriff.
They've learned about it. There's the guard from the jail. Get the horses.
He got him.
Hey,
Sheriff! Mr. Timmons! Forrest! I didn't mean no harm!
No harm? Why, you ornery schemer? You think it's no harm to get money like you did?
We got you flat-footed, Jackson.
But the cash, I wanted to get it for Mrs. Lenny.
I don't cut no eyes.
Throw him in jail in Tyler's place.
Get back that money, first of all.
Oh, boy,
hey,
please!
Look at them horses coming.
That's the masked man.
Masked man?
I told you about him, Sheriff. He's the one that showed Jackson's trick-up.
That's
a man, Sheriff. He and the Redskins.
Sheriff, just a minute. The guard told us about you.
There's been a mistake.
You bet there has.
And Sam Jackson made it.
And Sam Jackson's going to rectify that mistake. Come up here, Jackson.
Let me down. Hey, Sheriff, beg him, let me down.
You're riding with me.
Put him down.
We want that critter.
Now listen to me.
No.
Be quiet, Jackson. Sheriff, all of you. You want this man? Come and get him. He's traveling to the woods 2 miles to the north. You'll find him by a campfire. Come on, Silver!
The townsmen lost no time getting their horses, racing in pursuit of the masked man and Sam. They rode north at top speed. As they neared the woods, they saw a sudden flare of light. Dry brush thrown on a campfire made a beacon that brought them directly to a clearing. Sam Jackson stood beside the fire with a bewildered expression on his face as the men reined up.
There he is, there, Jackson.
Stay where you are, Jackson.
You're covered.
Don't make a move.
Where's that masked man?
Boys, I don't savvy.
Hey, what's that?
He's here on the ground. This is the real two-finger Tyler.
What? Sam, you led us to him after all.
The masked man got him. And here's the stolen cash beside him. That proves this is the right man.
Why? Cash? Well, there's another reward for the cash.
Sam Jackson will tell you who gets that reward.
What? Hey, where is that?
Where is he?
He's back there amongst the trees.
Are you still there? Hi!
I mean, he was back there.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.